All right, guys, I'll update you. There's really not a lot injury-wise other than, you know, what we've already discussed. But, you know, Andre Drouet had the quad in the game. Tony Pashos with a hip flexor. And Tracy Porter's got a little shoulder injury. So I think this bye is coming at a great time for us. We've got a lot of guys down right now with some injuries, and we need them to be able to get some rest, get healed up, and get ready to go for Pittsburgh. When you look at the game from yesterday, you know, the disappointing thing is, you know, we got this game. It's a one-score game with 4:18 left to go in the game, and then it snowballed on us from there. I think the thing that we've got to learn how to do as a football team is we've got to learn how to finish games when we have opportunities. And you know, again, we had the ball 2nd and 5 on the 30, you know, minus 36-yard line, and we've got to find some ways to make some plays, even though things didn't go our way for a majority of the second half, specifically on offense. We still got a chance to win the game, and I think the more times that our guys put themselves in those situations, the more we're going to learn from those situations, and the better we're going to be as we keep moving forward. It was a learning experience for a lot of young guys in a tough environment. I thought their team played outstanding, you know. But I think we have to play better, and the crowd I think was a factor in the game. We had too many penalties in the game, the false starts, the communications getting in and out of the huddle. Those are all things that we got to get cleaned up, and that starts with me. And I'll do a better job of that, getting our guys prepared and understand exactly what the game plan's got to be and how we've got to execute. We can't. Getting a game like that, you can't turn the ball over. We knew it was going to be a field position turnover takeaway game. Our starting field position was the minus 20. Theirs was the 36. And we knew points were going to be hard to come by, and we had to do some things defensively and special teams to create field position. We weren't able to do it like we needed to. So, you know, bottom line is, you know, as a football team, we didn't play well enough in that game to win, and there's a lot of things that we got to get better at. We'll use the bye to do two things, to work on some things that we need to get corrected, as well as get some rest for some guys and get them a chance to get recovered, get ready for the second half of the season, starting with Pittsburgh. We'll give them some time off. They'll be off on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll be in the next couple of days, couple of days to get a couple of things cleaned up. So I'll open it up to questions.
Your offensive line, I mean, you're using a third-string center. Guys are so out of position, and you're really having to reach depth. Have you ever been around a situation like that where you had to make so many changes to your line in such a short span?
Well, I mean, you know, last year we lost our two starting corners in the first 2 weeks of the season, you know, and so.
How about the offensive line wise?
Well, no, I probably haven't been in a situation where I've seen that many injuries at one particular position. But again, you know. That everybody deals with injuries in the National Football League, and we're not going to use that as any type of excuse. We've got to go in and do our job and execute. And you know, I think a lot of it, you know, a lot of has been made of the offensive line in that game. And obviously, you know, I think we all know and they know that we've got to be better. You know, it never falls on one guy. It never falls on one position. It's a team game. It's offensively, there's 11 guys out there. All 11 of those guys got to do their job on every single play. And it's offense, defense, and the kicking game all come together as a team. And that's how you win games. That's how you lose games.
And it's on the offensive line. What do you hope the line looks like when you play this team?
Well, I hope it's healthy. You know, to be honest, we have no idea right now. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think, you know, this week's critical for that group to get rested and get recovered, and we'll probably know a lot more at the beginning of next week who's going to be available for the Pittsburgh game. But right now, I don't know the answer to that.
Are you planning to sign a number 3 quarterback?
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, you always go into these personnel decisions, and a lot of it has to do with you know, the health of your football team and what you can and can't do. And so I think we'll obviously look at where we're at as a football team, and we'll see if, you know, a third quarterback's an option or if it's not.
Coach,
Coach, with the delay of games with Pryor and the play clock, was that were the plays coming later, or does Pryor need to be more vigilant?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think, you know, one of the things that we deal with Terrell being a mobile quarterback is, you know, a lot of these pocket quarterbacks, they're always kind of right there in that area where the next play is going to be. And a lot of times he's not right there in that area. So we got to do a better job as a football team, all of us, getting back into the huddle, get the play call, get it communicated. We got to be faster than that. We can't have the delay of game penalties, the false starts that we had. We can't burn timeouts because we can't get the play called in the huddle and get that communicated. That's one of the elementary things in football, and we got to be better at that.
Did Pryor injure his hand during the game?
I think he had a little cut on it, but I don't think it was any, no.
With the quarterback helmet, how quickly does that come back on, the communication between the OC and him after the play's blown dead?
Well, typically it's pretty quick. And again, there's a chain of communication that comes from the offensive coordinator to the quarterback. I think there was a few times in that loud environment that, you know, Terrell had some problems hearing what the communication was. But, listen, guys, that's an area that, you know, we've talked about for a while, and you know, we still have some issues there. We got to continue to work to get that cleaned up.
You're up 7-0 late in the first half, and 3rd and 10, DJ has a pass interference play. I guess if you can get into the half still ahead, do you think it changes the whole dynamic at second half?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that was a big momentum swing in the game, that 2-minute drive. It's first points I think we've given up this year in a 2-minute situation. I was hard on the defense, critical of the defense, because we knew what type of game it was going to be. And you can't give up points in that situation. So it was disappointing. It was frustrating. Really, thought we had a chance to make the tackle on the screen play earlier in the drive, which kind of gave him a little bit of momentum there. And DJ, you know, again, here's a young player that's out there, you know, against Dwayne Bowe. And, you know, I think he kind of panicked a little bit on the play, and he was actually in pretty good position. So, again, he'll look at that tape and he'll see what he can do differently to hopefully not make that type of error next time.
Coach, do you continue to project Terrell Pryor as your quarterback of the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, listen, he, you know, I don't think he played as well as he would have liked or what we wanted him to, in the game the other day. But, again, he's still a young player. I mean, that was his fifth start this season. So he's still got a lot of growing to do and a lot of getting better to do. But he's a talented player, and we're going to continue to try to build with him and try to grow with him.
Coach, after the game, Terrell said that people may think this is the same 2-4 Raiders team as years past, but said no, it's not, and even alluded to the fact that this is a playoff team, possibly a playoff team. What do you feel about his comments?
I'm not worried about playoffs. All right, that's the last thing I'm worried about. I'm worried about trying to get this team better. I do like this football team. I think there's no moral victories in pro football. All right, we're competing. We have chances to win games. We got to figure out ways to win games when we have those opportunities, and that's really the bottom line. But we are what our record says we are, and we got to be better.
Can you talk about what you saw in McFadden yesterday? Was he at full strength?
I don't think he was 100%. No. I thought there was a couple plays that, you know, normally you might see him, break free. But I thought he went out there and battled. I thought he fought through. We didn't have any setbacks in the game. So, I'm hopeful that this week, with a little bit of rest, he'll be ready to go for Pittsburgh and hopefully be 100% for that game.
Coach, you've had 3 sacks in the first half and none in the second. What did they do to solve your
– Well, we left a lot of opportunities on the field. I mean, we had one where we had the quarterback, you know, in our grasp, and he broke out on a, you know, 2nd-and-1 play and got the first down. That was right before DJ got the turnover down there in the red area. And then we had a couple other opportunities where we kind of we had him in there and he was able to break contain. So I thought we were able to get pressure on the quarterback pretty consistently throughout the day. The sacks didn't come like we wanted them to. But again, it comes down to when you get those opportunities, you got to make sure you take advantage of it. Um, um, But, you know, I thought we affected the quarterback in the game. I don't think he was, you know, a major factor in contributing to the win. I thought we did a pretty good job on the quarterback.
Their pressure. I think I read a stat where they sent almost 40%, five guys 40% of the time. I mean, Terrell probably has not seen that type of pressure all year, I would imagine.
Well, it's not just five guys. It's who those five guys are. I mean, you know, they had some pretty good guys up front that were coming after the quarterback. And they brought some pressure on him. And I don't think we responded as well to the pressures we needed to. I mean, there's some times where Terrell's got to get rid of the ball. There's some times where the protection's got to hold up a little bit better. There's some times where, you know, we got to get open a little bit faster. So, I mean, anytime you have that many sacks, I mean, it never falls in one area or one player.
In fact, it seems like, as watching the last couple of weeks, and so I look back at these, it seems like the separation from your receivers is, they're just not getting separation. I think
we knew this was going to be a game where we had to try to win on the line of scrimmage. And there was times where we did. I mean, the slant route to Denarius Moore and catches it for a 39-yard touchdown. I mean, you know, we won on that play. But the overall consistency of winning, you know, the one-on-one matchups, we got to continue to work to improve in that area.
With Sebastian, another miss. Was it the same issue? Do you think it's the same issue that's been a problem for him?
There's obviously something we got to look at because all the misses have come off the left hash, you know. And so we got to look and see if it's, you know, is it the operation? Is it something that he's doing in his kicking motion? You know, what the reason that is? I mean, obviously, miss hit the ball. He kind of towed it a little bit, but that's a kick that normally we anticipate him making.
Coach, the coverage on the kickoffs and the punt coverage has been improved, and you know, blocking field goals. What has Coach April brought to this team?
Well, he's been doing this for a long time, and his units have always been at the top of the league. When you look over the long haul of his career and what he's been able to do, I mean, I think he's an outstanding fundamental coach. And he brings a lot of passion and energy to the game, and I think the players feed off of that. And so he's done a nice job of putting guys in position where they can go down and be effective and make some plays. I mean, and the guys are playing hard. The guys are doing a good job. I mean, I think Tywan Jones is, you know, if he's not the best special teams player in the league, he's one of the best special teams players in the league. I mean, he's a difference maker in all of our coverage units. So, I think our players are doing a nice job of responding to Bobby. I think Bobby and KB, both those guys, are doing a good job of coaching them.
Speaking of Tywan, I know he was tried initially when he came in as a kick returner, but he had some turnover issues. With his speed and his moves, have you thought about letting him return kicks at all?
Well, no, I think having Jacoby back there on the kickoff returns, I mean, he's an explosive player. We got to do a better job of creating some space and blocking for him. So they can use that explosiveness. I think our lack of returns are a little bit more a factor of, you know, just blocking in space and not allowing our guy to make the tackle more so than it is, you know, a factor of who the returner is.
Coach, Marcel Reese had, one touch, I think, in this game. How do you get him the ball more?
Well, we got to put him in positions where, you know he's getting it. You know, turn around, hand the ball off to him, throw him a quick screen, do some things where it's just, you know, there's not a lot of decision making involved in it. It's just we're going to give him the ball. I think sometimes you get in these games, where it's kind of going the wrong way on you and going a little bit south on you. It's a little bit harder to kind of get into a rhythm where you feel like you can just, call the plays to get him the ball, but we got to do a better job of making sure we put him in positions where he's getting his touches because he is a good player for us.
I know you said that Terrell's your quarterback, and I know that this is a team game, but would you say that he did take a step back yesterday?
Well, I think he had a learning experience, you know, he probably played as good as he could play or as good as he has played last week against San Diego. Didn't play as well this week against Kansas City. I mean, that's part of the growth of a young player, and so now the key is, does he learn from it? Does he move forward from it? And does he play better against Pittsburgh? And, you know, that's what we're looking for. again, he, you know, listen, you know, you get young players, especially at the quarterback position, you're going to have some ups and downs. And you got to give him an opportunity to continue to grow.
Anything more, guys?
Do you anticipate, maybe not during the bye, but maybe in the Steelers game week, having a guy like Burris start his clock, do you anticipate Wisniewski maybe being back?
Well, yeah, I'm hopeful. Miles has continued to get better every day, and he continues to work with the trainers, and he was able to put a few good days back-to-back, and I think really that's what we're needing to see is, you know, can he put some back-to-back days working with the trainers and not, you know, not experience any soreness, not experience any type of setbacks, and I don't think we're quite there yet, but I think we're getting closer.
Is Berdier on target for week 9, or how's he coming?
Well, I don't know if he's on target. I mean, he could potentially return at that point. I think I don't know if that's a realistic goal or not, but he is getting better. He is improving, and he's working extremely hard to get himself back out there.
In that same vein, would you talk about the progress of C.O. Moore?
Yeah, C.O.'s he's progressing and getting better. I think the one area where we probably need to get him a little bit more work and give him a few more opportunities is in the nickel, you know, get him a chance to rush the passer a little bit more. He had a nice rush on the first play of the game, got a sack. You know, he's another one of those guys that, again, with young players, you have a little bit of the ups and downs. You know, there's a couple plays in the run game where he's got to, you know, do a better job of setting the edge, using his hands, doing those kinds of things. But, I've noticed over the last couple of weeks a little difference in his demeanor and his work ethic and his practice habits, the way he prepares for the game, and I think some of that's shown up on game day. So, if he continues to learn how to prepare like a pro, and work like a pro, then you'll continue to see the progress out of him.